Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This, I thought, was, okay, here's our reason for being.
Okay.
Almost half of Americans, 2 out of 5, bad at mornings, bad at it. It's a problem.
It sucks. I actually can't believe only 2 out of 5 are bad at mornings. Mornings blow chunks so hard into fans that blow them back on you. That's mornings right there.
It's so weird what you've chosen to do for a living with that kind of thought process.
You know, for a long time, my card said Sarah Clark, and then in parentheses, not a morning person.
Oh, that's very cute.
Right?
You're so clever.
I probably wrote it in the afternoon. When my brain was fully functional.
In a new survey, 38% of Americans admit they're not
good at mornings.
They're bad at mornings. They're just bad at mornings. They don't like it.
You know, before I was in radio, I would listen to morning radio. I listened to Charles Lacodera on the Big Mattress at BCN in Boston, and I loved it. And I thought, this is what an incredible job that must be. What fun they're all having. Oh, my God. It would cheer me up on my way to my stupid, awful job that I had packing stuff for my dad in the shipping department. Like, it sucked. And then what I found out was once you start doing morning radio, you don't have a morning show anymore. There's no more morning show for you. So I'm up at 3 now. I'm just miserable. And I'm doing a morning show for me.
The average person gets out of bed later than planned.
Oh, that's so.
8 times per month, if not more.
Oh.
10% of people. No, I get out of bed early. When first of all, I almost never, and I would say like, just to put a number on it, 95 out of 100 times I wake up before my alarm. Mm. And maybe
your body's tuned to it.
I just wake up early. Yep. And usually I wake up in the 1 or 2 o'clock hour and I look and I go, all right, well, I have time. And I roll over and just chill.
Yep.
And I just wait it out.
Yep.
And what are you going to do? Yeah. I'm not going to get up. It's the middle of the night. My kids are asleep and they never shut their doors. Mm. I can't go make noise.
I try to not look at what time it is. Like this morning, I was just laying there awake, just thinking and thinking and thinking. And I'm like, I bet it's like 1 in the morning. I bet I have a couple hours I can still sleep. And I finally ask Siri what time it is. And she's like, the time is 2:56. I'm like, and then I kid you not. So my alarm goes off at 3. I get out of bed at 3.
So you were right there.
And then I've been laying there. And in those 4 minutes, I fell asleep. And it went, wah! Was startled back awake.
That's
it's almost
epic.
Like, I guess because I just knew it was over. Then I relaxed finally.
Of course, sleeping in too late can make mornings even harder.
Yep. Because now you're in a rush.
Yeah. Now you're
tired,
behind.
Cranky,
you're
going to
skip breakfast too.
Right. Donut day.
41% of people say the late start, waking up too late, means you probably have to skip breakfast. 16% say, well, there goes the shower.
Oh, goodness.
And 11% say, I'm going to be able to brush my teeth now.
Listen, Hooman, brush your teeth no matter what, wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, brush your friggin' teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Brush,
what
brush,
are you?
Brush your woo.
6?
Even 6-year-old, come on. She doesn't go brush her teeth now?
Not every time. She needs to be told.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, usually you're like, okay, upstairs.
Okay, dragon breath.
Golly.
Come on now.
You're so cute.
You can talk to your friends like with that mouth?
Anyway, 43% say they use an alarm to wake up in the morning. The average time for the first alarm being 6:33 a.m.
Oh my God, I hate you.
You're totally sleeping in. That is a sleep in.
6:30.
That is unbelievable.
If I make it to 6:30 on a weekend, it's amazing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, it's our reason for being. We're here to help you.
Yeah. You're welcome. With our morning show.
Bad at mornings. Yeah. We're
damn it. We're so awesome at mornings. It is sort of a funny thing. Like, I mean, you know, we've been doing mornings together for 29 years and both of us over 30. Like, it is such a life. Like, when new people start doing it, like, you know, we got Bob here and she's still young and kind of wrangling her life. And I talked to some of the guys down at the game who get here really early. And they're, everyone's fighting it. I'm like, don't, you have to not fight it. And I didn't even find that out until maybe 7 or 8 years ago. I just stopped fighting it. I stopped doing the multiple alarms. I set the alarm for the time that I had to get out of bed and I just get my ass up and out of bed. I go to bed with plenty of time to give myself an opportunity to get out. I gave up on it. And that's what you have to do. Give up.
I've always liked mornings.
Yeah, I know you have.
I've always liked mornings and I could get Sandy in here sometime, but I won't. But Sandy will tell you the story. She loves this one. She's like, I just remember your little brother crying and saying, please make him stop. I'm too tired for this.
Is this Jan?
This is Jan whining because I'm happy.
Yeah.
And doing a morning show at the breakfast table.
It is funny if you're a morning person. I'm a morning person too. Mm-hmm. Like even when I was on my hiatus from here, I kept East Coast hours because I got up early anyway because I'm so used to it. But people who aren't morning people hate us.
Because shut up.
Yeah.
You know, please stop. Please notice that I'm sitting here with a frown on my face. Like, go have a party in the bathroom or something. God, you know who was bad? My dad. He would get up and he would
Good.
Yeah, he was good at mornings.
Yeah.
He was, for him. But he would wake the whole house up because he left for work at like 5:45. But he did not care. He was like, this is my house. I make the money here.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm going to go in. And he's whistling and singing and clanking around in the kitchen. And everyone's just like, ugh.
There is absolutely something to be said for that. I don't do that. And that's how I've ended up in another, along the way I've gone, I can't fight this. And I don't want to feel guilty about waking everybody up.
Right.
So I'm just going to go in another room and I'm going to take a shower in another room and I'm going to do because I don't want no trouble.
Yeah. I think Gentry just wanted company. Who's like, could anybody get up and hang out with me? And I got to go to work.
No,
here.
No, I think there was also something. It's generational and it almost sounds kind of jerky. Like, you know, right, as you say it. But I mean, my dad was a guy who came home from a long day at work and the TV, he'd take the TV the second he walked in the door. Yeah. You could be watching something and be fully in, and he'd go, put the news on and be like, that's my TV.
Yeah. I own that TV.
All right.
I pay the electric bill
for
that
TV. Take an AC guy.
What, and the roof over your head, me.
Yeah. Well, and that's...
The dinner mom's going to serve, me.
It's a similar attitude that he probably grew up with, and he continued it, and it seems to have stopped here.
Yeah.
Because I'm not interested in that. When they come in, they go, oh, sports.
You know what's funny too is like those were the days when there was no pausing the TV.
No, no, no.
There was no you can finish your show later.
No.
There was that show's on, it's only on now, and it's never gonna be on again. And you're not gonna get to watch it because I'm watching the news.
Right. But yeah, I'll walk away. I leave. I'll go put it on. I'll go put my game on another TV. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that's another beauty of things is that we all have I have a TV on my phone for God's sake. Really. You get right down to it. Can watch it on my watch.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.